أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم يقولون إلا كذبا كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الذي
All the praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek His protection from harm and from causing harm, from deception and from being deceived. We ask His protection from the secret plots of the men and the jinn, and we ask for His guidance and for the sincerity of our words and our intentions. We ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allow our comments to be understood within the context of good advice to all human beings, and that He permit our words to enter the hearts of whom He wills as an arrow, without being distorted and without being misconstrued. And finally, we pray that our assessment and conclusions will serve as a medicine and a diagnosis that will help us to adopt a treatment plan that will address and restore the dignity and the well-being of all the human beings. We ask Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our advice this evening be a contribution towards and a viable proposition and solution for world peace. All the praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the originator of the heavens and the earth, and have placed therein balanced environments. All the praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has revealed, sent down the book, Al-Quran, to His servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and did not allow in it any crookedness. All the praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given the human beings, prophets alayhi salam, and messengers alayhi salam, to provide those human beings with illustrations for social conduct and morality. All the praises are for the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted the human beings intellect and superior faculties that enable them, the human beings, to govern other creatures. For without those faculties, the human beings would not have the way nor the means to govern the earth, its environment, or its creatures. It is this great responsibility, the intellect, that distinguishes the human beings from all other animals and makes them the crown of the creation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَكْوِيمٍ. The human beings are the managers of the earth, and as it were, they have been ordered to be the keepers of peace. With this great consideration do I present to you the proposition that the governments of the world, with their respective leadership, are obligated to search for a better and more comprehensive way for arriving and establishing peace. From the earliest recorded history, civilizations and individuals have put forward what they have considered to be a system, a philosophy, a culture that, in their opinion, would or should result in that noble objective, establishing peace in the earth. The pursuit of happiness, harmony, prosperity, and peace are not object pursuits. They require a very comprehensive plan. It is our responsibility this evening to objectively review and examine some of these systems, some of these theories, and determine just how they are suited and just how successful they have been in their claims towards providing peace in the earth. Of course, it is our conviction as Muslims, and rightly so, that Islam, and only Islam, has the system and the comprehensive ability for obtaining this objective, because, number one, Islam, and only Islam, has a divinely designated system which has all of the components that are suited for man's interaction with man, man's interaction with his Creator, and man's interaction with the universal environment. Number two, it is Islam and only Islam that provides a system that has a detailed map and manual for guidance and legislation that regulates man himself and modifies the nature of human beings, which is inclined towards excess, greed, arrogance, and aggression. For if The plan towards peace does not provide a manual of guidance and a means by which to regulate the human beings. There will never be any peace, for there will always be some human beings who, through their own excessive appetites, through their own arrogance, through their own desires, will want to impose themselves upon others, and in that case, there can be no peace. We will attempt to illustrate just how and why the Islamic system is best able to